I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday that the United Nations is in a race against time to prevent millions of Afghans from falling deeper into a severe economic and humanitarian crisis. In comments at UN headquarters Thursday, Guterres said more than half of the Afghan population now depends on assistance. He said without a more concerted effort from the international community, in his words, virtually every man, woman, and child in Afghanistan could face acute poverty. His call comes after 2 days after the United Nations launched its biggest humanitarian appeal ever for more than $5 billion to assist 28 million people inside Afghanistan and in five neighboring countries this year. The Secretary General said the biggest driver of the current crisis is the free fall of Afghanistan's economy. He said it must not be allowed to collapse. Negotiators say talks between Russia and a European security organization over Russian troops massed at the border with Ukraine ended on Thursday with no breakthrough. The talks with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were the third diplomatic effort this week to resolve the impasse, all of which ended without any resolutions. After the talks, Russia's permanent representative to the OSCE said the talks were a disappointment and that he expected more substantial discussions. Western diplomats have been urging Russia to de-escalate the situation at the border, where it has amassed equipment and an estimated 100,000 troops, seemingly poised to invade Ukraine. Russia insists the troops are there for its own defense.